When the Facebook group Stop Gen X in Our Water first organized tonight's forum, the panel included Professor Larry Cahoon of UNCW, Kent Burdett of Clean Cape Fear and Cape Fear River Watch, and East Carolina University toxicologist Jamie DeWitt. That trio is no longer a part of tonight's event. The event is now billed as an evening with Aaron Brockovich and Rob Bocock.
And, you know, I've been willing to talk to pretty much anybody who had questions about the Gen X issues over the last couple months. And, you know, it's part of being an educator, you know.
Larry Cahoon takes exception with what he says were derogatory remarks posted recently on social media by Robert Bocock.
What convinced me that I had to pull out of the panel was that several weeks ago posted some remarks on a Facebook page having to do with the Gen X problem. And comments were disrespectful of Dr. Canapi at NC State, and really he's the hero here. And he also made some negative and critical remarks about a local college professor. I'm not sure who that is. And as a consequence of that, I pulled out of participating in that panel. I don't want my name associated with that sort of behavior.
We had invited other panelists, and they had declined.
Beth Marcassino is the founder of the Wilmington Stop Gen X in Our Water Facebook group. She organized tonight's Gen X discussion and several other events this week while Aaron Brockovich is in town.
And I think that this week is going to be a very powerful week for our communities. I think that everybody's going to learn a lot. And, I really look forward to this week very much so. And moving forward, you know, as a community, if we move forward, then that's when we are heard. And that's what we need to do from here on out is move forward as a community, work together.
Why do you think local scientists declined to be in this panel?
Oh, well, I have my theories, but it was their choosing, and I respect that. So, but I'm very excited for Aaron and Bob to be here. So, everybody has their own decisions that, you know, they have to make.
Brockovich was instrumental in building a case against the Pacific Gas and Electric Company of California in 1993. The case alleged contamination of drinking water with hexavalent chromium. Her successful lawsuit was the subject of a film released in 2000, Aaron Brockovich, which scored Julia Roberts an Academy Award in the lead role. Her colleague Robert Bocock is a water scientist and environmental investigator who has worked with dozens of communities and companies in sorting out water issues. Bocock says his remarks on Facebook were misunderstood.
They're taken out of context from the perspective of one person asks a particular question in a certain context, and another person is certainly in a Facebook or a, you know, any of the social media chains. If you don't take them and read them in context, you read them backwards.
Bocock says any debate over water issues and technology should happen in person.
I don't think that the social media is a place to debate that, but I will tell you that I do not believe any comments been made about any other scientists. Quite frankly, I don't even know whom they are.
Bocock is referring to comments that he had insulted a second Wilmington-based scientist in one of his social media posts. Clean Cape Fear is an alliance that formed shortly after the water crisis began. They have hosted 3 of the 5 water forums held in the region so far. CCF spokesperson Emily Donahue says the organization is thrilled Aaron Brockovich is here to share her wisdom and shine a spotlight on the community. CCF is not involved in tonight's forum. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.